Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. In first century Judea, life was not easy. I mean, the foreign Roman army and the local government under King Herod were oppressive and harsh. And it seems like the religious leadership was working in conjunction with the government for power and control. So into this earthly kingdom, Jesus comes and he begins to talk about the kingdom of God. And everything Jesus said challenged the status quo and was the opposite of many of the existing policies. And Jesus' teachings on the kingdom of God promotes compassion over violence, sharing instead of consumption, and generosity over greed. Even that extreme notion of loving rather than hating your enemies. Jesus even said, to be first, you need to be last, and to be great, you need to be a servant. So he faced criticism and resistance, and those in authority considered him to be a threat to the establishment. So it's no surprise that Jesus began to teach using a form of storytelling where simple and familiar images hide important concepts. And using parables also provided Jesus with a way to speak against the existing power structure without being instantly run out of town. When we hear the terms kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God, many of us think about the place that we're all hoping to go to when we die and we leave this earthly life. You know, it's where everything is perfect. For many of us, when we hear the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, we think it's referring to this life, this world, where we're living according to God's plan and doing what God wants us to do now. Well, Jesus tells us that the reign of God, the kingdom of heaven, is both. It's both in the future and at the same time now, in the present. And the kingdom of God is now when we live as followers of Jesus, and it's in the future when Christ returns and redeems the world, and we are with God. So it's both now and not yet. Through the parables, using simple and familiar examples from everyday life, Jesus gives insight into what this means. Living in the kingdom of God or living in the kingdom of heaven is understanding what God is like and having a commitment to do what God wants us to do. And the promises of these parables about the kingdom of heaven is that even when it's hard to experience it or we can't see it, it's near. Now, this morning parable explains the kingdom of God as a process. It takes time and effort to bring it about. And here's another way to hear those parables. So the small seed and the yeast, well, they're natural and organic things that require time to fulfill their purpose, and our interaction with them helps. The treasure in the field and the pearl are things of great value, and they represent how valuable God's love is and how willing we should be to give up everything we have to live as God wants us to care for each other like God cares for us. And the story of the fishing net reminds us that it's God's business, not ours, to judge people or to label them or cast them out of our lives. Our job is to do our best to love and show other people God's way. And the parable of the store owner explains that when we understand God's wisdom, both from the past, from Scripture and from our tradition, and from our ongoing relationship with the Holy Spirit right now, we'll know how to make this kingdom of God a reality. All the parables of the kingdom tell us that our help is needed for the kingdom of God to become a reality. In these stories this morning, what the people do is important. Someone planted, someone needed dough, Someone found the treasure and the pearl, and someone went fishing. This last week, Reverend Jeannie and I both read the same book on the issue of homelessness, and it presented the real experience of St. Albans Episcopal Church in El Cajon. And at one point, the Reverend John Conrad says that the only solution to homelessness is to move people off the streets and out of the homeless camps into homes. That is the cure for those that are homeless. Provide them a home, a long-term place to live. And then the author goes on to say that feeding programs and food pantries, laundry love, all those other things that we participate in, they are significant and helpful in the short term. He says these are good treatments for homelessness, but not the cure, not the solution. And I thought, the kingdom of God and the concept of now and not yet is a little bit easier to understand when we consider homelessness. The not yet of God's kingdom is when there is a home for everyone, when food and resources are shared in a just way, and we're all living following Jesus' teaching of loving each other. And the now of God's kingdom here on earth is when we, with the help of the Holy Spirit, are working towards making that a reality, when we do our best to provide for the homeless, when we do our best to help everyone have a life of dignity with housing, food, and medical care, no matter who they are and no matter what physical, mental, or an emotional state that they're in. Like the seeds in Jesus' parable, our efforts to make a difference needs time and tending. So we keep raising money through our outreach programs. We keep volunteering our time at Sunday Supper and Southwest Community Center and Mary's Kitchen and all the other places where I know so many of you give your time and your money to make a difference. And like the yeast, we interact with the poor and we talk to them and we get to know them. We get to grow our relationships with them. And we help those who can't figure out the systems of support. And we help them get the resources that they need towards the solution. And like our reaction to finding a pearl or a treasure, we keep working on recognizing the divine in every single person that we meet, especially those that need us the most. Those people who don't have a place to live, or food to eat, or the ability to work. And like the net in the fishing illustration, we go out and we cast our love and our help as wide as we can. And we leave the sorting out of who qualifies to receive it to God. Because we know that God's inclusive acceptance and forgiveness and love is a lot broader and far-reaching than ours. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, needs us to plant and tend, to do all we can to connect people with programs that offer help. It may not be easy. The cure may seem far off, and still we're needed to help, to offer treatment, to be active in bringing about God's kingdom, where there is generosity and justice, where everyone has value, and eventually, everyone has a home. Amen.